Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ilang taon ding nasa hospital industry nagtrabaho si Miriam Sota bago niyakap ang ibang oportunidad.
One of my friends who was a gold miner by trade used to watch me come home in frustration and exhausted and feeling underappreciated from my hospitality job because it does take a lot of passion to stay in hospitality long term.
Aminado si Miriam, parang napagod siya. Kaya sinimulan ang bagong landas nito sa trade industry. Ngayon, nasa pangatlong taon na siya bilang electrical apprentice. At niminsan, di sumagi sa kanyang isipan na pinagsisisihan niya ang ginawang career move. Kahit pa bilang lang sa kanyang daliri ang katulad niyang babae na nasa trade industry. Nakaraniwang pinagbibidahan ng mga lalaki. Kaya umaasa si Fiona McDonald, ang director ng Trades Women Australia, sanay ang kauna-unahang programang ito ay magbibigay daan para madagdagan ang mga bilang ng babae sa trade sector. Lalo na silang mga sobrang naapektuhan ng pandemya.
So they were kind of greater impacted compared to the other women that we usually work with, and we thought, well, we need tailored program to help them out of those situations and to gain access into something that's permanent so that they can access things like annual leave and sick pay, because it was just, yeah, a critical time in what's going on in the environment, and we really need to come up with something that would support them.
Ayon naman sa isang employment coach sa loob ng 17 taon na si Jacinta Stafford, ang ganitong programa ay mahalaga para tulungan ang mga babaeng makahanap ng trabaho, partikular na silang mga bagong salta dito sa bansa.
Working with a lot of newly arrived clients, one of the big problems is lack of access to education. There's an issue around actually knowing what's out there as far as work goes. Everyone tends to think it's just childcare or hairdressing. They don't understand the gamut of actual job opportunities that are available to them.
May karagdagang tulong din ang ibinibigay, gaya ng mga instructional materials na madaling maintindihan at libreng transportasyon para pasiglahin ang mga babae mula sa iba't ibang komunidad na sumama at matuto sa bagong karera. Dagdag pa ni McDonald, ang buwan ng sesyon ay may kasamang technical at educational training para makumpleto ang kaalaman ng bawat partisipante.
We will do hands-on activities like learning how to manage tools and drill holes of things and use a hammer properly. We will do a lot of educational stuff about the 65 different types of trade jobs that are out there, and we'll have a whole recruitment support angle as well. So we'll help people with their resumes and their job applications and provide specialized coaching to help them interview for trade jobs.
Tinawag naman ito ng Migrant Workers Center na magandang oportunidad, partikular na sa mga kababaihang bagong dating dito sa bansa na makahanap ng magandang trabaho dito sa Australia.
It is very likely that the migrant families will make the decision that men have better chances in the Australian job market, so let's invest all the resources on men and women will stay home and do childcare.
Sa ngayon, kulang-kulang 2% lang ang mga babaeng trainee sa trade industry sa loob ng 25 taon. At umaasa na sa pamamagitan ng ganitong programa, madagdagan ang bilang ng mga kababaihan na kayang magtrabaho ng gawaing panglalaki dito sa Australia.
I realize that being multilingual and multicultural and having gender diversity in the workplace really helps to make a nicer and healthier workplace culture. So for me, I love that aspect about the program because it means that I'm not only going to see other women on site, but I'll see more diverse women on site because, you know, the trades I have noticed has been a very Anglo-dominated trade, male-dominated environment.
And the groups of women that I work with actually do the best when they're working together as a team. So often that support they get through the workplace, often from their colleagues that are often women also, supporting them in that journey is imperative in supporting them into a healthy, happy community life.
Sa ngayon, nasa 6-month training pa ang programang ito at patuloy ang paghahanap ng mga gustong sumubok ng bagong oportunidad at inaasahang palalawigin ito hanggang sa buong bansa. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, pag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.